Now, in chapter 2, we begin now the building of the temple. And we find here Solomon determined to build a house for the name of the Lord and a house for the kingdom. Solomon told out 70,000 men to bear burdens, 80,000 to hew in the mountains, 3,600 to oversee them. Now, the temple that David had set up to build, the blueprints all laid out. Now, Solomon begins the organization to build the temple. Now, this is the part of the reign of Solomon that God emphasizes. Nothing else but this. We read, "And Solomon went to Hiram, the king of Tyre, saying, As thou didst deal with David, my father, did send him cedars to build him a house to dwell therein, even so deal with me." Hiram loved David. David loved Hiram. And on that basis, Solomon appeals to him. Now, Solomon had problems with Hiram. Or, let me turn it around, I think Hiram had problems with Solomon. He had been very generous with David. But he finds that Solomon is difficult to deal with. Verse 4, "Behold, I build a house to the name of the Lord my God, to dedicate it to him, to burn before him sweet incense, and for the continual showbread, for the burnt offering morning and evening, on the Sabbaths, on the new moons, on the solemn feasts of the Lord our God. This is an ordinance forever to Israel." And you can just put that down. And there's been criticism of why the sacrifices will be restored in the millennium. Because God ordained it. That is answer enough. But of course, they will be meaningful. They'll point back, I think, to the sacrifice of the Lord Jesus. Now, verse 5, "And the house which I build is great, for great is our God above all gods." What is it that makes a thing great? What makes a man great? What makes a nation great? What makes a church great? God, my friend. And that is something else we're losing sight of today.